CliffCentral.com. Cryptocurrencies and blockchain technology have the potential to revolutionize and transform existing business processes, capable of making the world more transparent, connected, efficient, and democratic, right? We all know about that because we've been talking about blockchain technology for the longest time. Now, one of the people who truly understand this is Sonia Kunell, who is the co-founder of Bitcoin Events, which was born to educate and inform people about the opportunities offered by digital currencies. Bitcoin Events is the team around the 5th Blockchain Africa Annual Conference, which CliffCentral.com is the official premier media partner for. Let's chat to Sonia quickly and find out, she's in Cape Town, more about Africa's leading blockchain conference and what she and her team have planned. Hey, Sonia, good morning.
Good morning, Gareth. Thanks for having me.
Sure, I'm very excited about this. So what is the conference about and how long has it been going for?
Sure, Gareth. So this is our 5th annual conference. We started in 2015. And we're having our conference this year in March in two cities, firstly in Johannesburg on the 28th of February and the 1st of March, and then in Cape Town the week after on the 6th of March. So really why we started the Blockchain Africa Conference is to provide education and understanding about cryptocurrencies and blockchain technology. You know, when I started in 2013, first when I heard of Bitcoin right in the beginning, there was almost no one talking about Bitcoin, and certainly no one was talking about blockchain technology in 2013. Right. Mm-hmm. So I realized very quickly there's a lot of education that's needed, and myself and my partner, Theo Sauls, then decided to start Bitcoin Events and host these annual conferences to try and educate people in South Africa and in Africa as well.
How did you get involved? I mean, what made you want to create such a property? What drew you to Bitcoin in the first place and then blockchain technology on top of that?
Yeah, look, I was a web developer, so I used to be a little bit of a techie before I got into the space. And I heard of Bitcoin in 2013 through my husband. And at that time, as I said, no one was talking about Bitcoin in South Africa. You know, I remember trying to Google Bitcoin, and there was one or two articles in the media in South Africa, and you know, it wasn't good articles. There was a lot of bad things happening in 2013. One of the biggest exchanges had been hacked, Mt. Gox. There was Silk Road, which was an underground marketplace to buy illicit substances. So, you know, it really intrigued me, and the more I got into it, and as we say in this industry, the more we went down the rabbit hole, the more fascinated I was by this technology. And if you read Satoshi Nakamoto's white paper on Bitcoin, you realize what revolutionary and innovative technology this really is. So I dropped everything I was doing at the time, which was web development, and I went straight into providing education. So between Bitcoin Events and the Blockchain Academy, which I also started, I'm all about providing education and information to South Africans.
Well, I think this is fascinating. I mean, a lot of people are obviously obsessed with the price, and the price has gone to new lows over the last couple of months. But that by no means invalidates the enormous potential of blockchain, right? And its application across many industries.
Yes, certainly. I mean, there is a lot of focus on the price. And, you know, people should also realize that there's a lot more than just speculation on cryptocurrencies. This technology is part of the Industrial Revolution. And, you know, I heard the State of the Nation address last night by President Cyril Ramaphosa, and I was very happy to hear that he is focusing on, you know, these emerging technologies such as the Internet of Things and machine learning and artificial intelligence. And obviously blockchain technology is one of those. So cryptocurrency price speculation is a very small part of what this technology actually can offer. Right. And especially in Africa, you know, there's a lot of problems to be solved. We're going through some crisis in South Africa already. And this technology can, you know, improve a lot of those problems we have in Africa.
So who are the people speaking at the conference?
Sure. So we have some very exciting speakers, our keynote speakers in Cape Town. And we're very honored to have the Western Cape government being part of our conference in Cape Town. We actually have Premier Helen Ziller, who's going to be keynoting. So yes, we're very excited about that and to hear what she has to say about supporting blockchain.
Yes.
And we also have Minister Beverly Schaefer, who is the Minister of Economic Opportunities for the Western Cape.
All right.
And then in Johannesburg, we have Brian Berlinghoff. He's coming from the US. He's the executive director of Hyperledger.
Right, and Linux Foundation, right?
That's right. So the Linux Foundation is supporting Hyperledger Project,
Mm-hmm.
and they really are a B2B solution provider of blockchain technology. So really what we're doing at the conference, Gareth, is to provide information to individuals, but as well as corporates, organizations, and government. So it's across the board. Anyone is welcome. We're going to have a little bit for everyone. So there's not really just a focus on what are the corporates doing with this technology, but also what are the individuals, what are the startups doing with this, how can government benefit from this technology?
Some of the other people speaking will be Marcus Swanepoel, is the co-founder and CEO of Luno. And remember, they put together that podcast series with us last year on like an idiot's guide to cryptocurrencies. We also had Simon Dingle feature in that. He's going to be their CEO of Invest Capital. And the Reserve Bank will be represented by Ulrich Dasemann. So it's going to be very exciting, Sonia. I'm looking forward to this. The conference will take place in Johannesburg at the Wanderers Club, 28th of February to 1st of March 2019, and it will be in Cape Town at the Cape Town ICC on the 6th of March 2019. For more information, you can go to cliffcentral.com and get tickets for the conference. You can also visit blockchainafrica.co or email info@blockchainafrica.co. Is that about right, Sonia?
That's perfect. And I just want to say thank you very much, Gareth, for coming on board as our premier
Sure.
media sponsor. We're very honored to have Cliff Central being part of this.
Well, we're interested in what you're doing. It sounds fascinating.
Fantastic. Thank you,
Thank you
Gareth.
so much. All right, there we go. There's something useful for you to put in the diary if you feel like being a part of the leading edge, really, in terms of what's happening in blockchain, particularly here in Africa. Sonia Kunal, the fifth Blockchain Africa annual conference. They've had four of them already. This is the one that I think a lot of people will be coming to, just from the point of view that now that the hype has died down around cryptocurrencies and people aren't just looking at it as some kind of speculative asset, there are people actually looking at the underlying technology and trying to find ways to apply it to their business. And if you're one of those people, then you know where to be at the end of February.
CliffCentral.com.